This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of students are taking part in demonstrations on college campuses around the country in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. That includes several universities in the Boston area. Jeremy Siegel from member station GBH reports more than 100 students have been arrested.
Roughly 200 students at Northeastern University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. Graduating senior August Escondon says they were met with a heavy law enforcement response, including police officers in riot gear.
We're camping out in solidarity with the people in Gaza. We really want to bring awareness to this, and we want to stay here until Northeastern hears our demands, and then we'd leave immediately.
Escondon and other students say they want the school to disclose and cut their ties to Israel. Students at Harvard are also demonstrating, despite warnings from university officials that they could face disciplinary action. And early Thursday morning, more than 100 students protesting at Emerson College were arrested by police. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Siegel in Boston.
And other protests around the country have been peaceful. The Manhattan District Attorney says he will retry former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. Yesterday, the New York Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's 2020 conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial. He was also convicted of rape in California and will be transferred to prison authorities there. The Attorney General of Arkansas is joining a lawsuit with other Republican state attorneys general over abortion rights protections. Josie Lenora of Little Rock Public Radio has more.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act prohibits organizations from discriminating against pregnant workers. The law, which passed in 2022 and went into effect last year, requires companies to give pregnant workers reasonable accommodations. Last week, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adopted a rule to expand these protections to include abortions. This means workers seeking an abortion could get paid time off or other workplace accommodations. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin is joining other attorney generals from 16 other states in a suit to stop the new rule from going into effect in June. The lawsuit says the EEOC Commission's decision hijacks pregnancy protections and violates the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Josie Lenora in Little Rock.
One of the Fed's favorite inflation guides shows little sign of letting up in March. The Commerce Department says the core personal consumption expenditures price index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose 2.8% in March year over year, the same as it was in February, but that was only slightly higher than economists were expecting. But spending was higher, up 0.1%, while personal incomes rose only 0.5%. Wall Street's trading higher at this hour, Dow up 186 points. This is NPR. Scotland's leader is mulling his political future amid plans for a no-confidence vote in the Scottish Parliament next week. And Piers Lauren Freyr has more from London.
A little over a year ago, Hamza Youssef became the first person of color, the first Muslim, and the youngest person ever to serve as Scotland's first minister. But his governing coalition crumbled this week after the Scottish Green Party pulled out in a dispute over climate change targets. Youssef faces a no-confidence vote next week, which he may not survive. This is the latest chapter in the implosion of Youssef's Scottish National Party, or SNP. Its separatist leaders came close to winning independence from Britain in a 2014 referendum. But financial fraud allegations then led to the arrests of Youssef's predecessor, Nicola Sturgeon, and her husband. Lauren Freyr, NPR News, London.
A lab in a Dutch zoo says special corals that bred themselves have been nestled in Europe's largest coral reef. The corals are part of a project by the World Coral Conservatory to create a bank of corals in aquariums across Europe. They could eventually be used to repopulate wild coral reefs that are succumbing to the stresses of climate change or pollution. The scientists took more than a dozen coral fragments from off the coast of the Seychelles in East Africa and then propagated them in a lab. Once they were large enough, they were brought to join the rest of the reef. The Dow is up 195 points. That's up more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq is up 278 points. That's up about 1.8%. S&P 500 is up 51. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.